thank God for his word. I thank God for being in my life. You know, as much as I'm a talker, you still get nervous when you're up here. Except for Minister Cora. Amen. You know, and she said, well, you know, you're supposed to be ready all the time. I said, I know. And it's just so happened, you know, that God has had me. I've been in the Word of God, and every night that I get home from work, before I even turn on the TV, because one of the things that God reminded me of, that I really have not been faithfully studying his word the way I should have been studying his word. So God has had me every since our fast in his word every single night. So before I even turn the TV on when I get home, I go straight to the word of God. And I thank God that God has given me a word. And it is an encouraging word for those of you who are going, and we're all going through things, and we're all going through different things. And but then there's the time that the enemy, as we're going through what we're going through, the enemy begins to step in and make us want to give up and quit. And the word of God, I said, okay, Lord, what is it? And I just kept hearing the word of God say, tell them never give up. It's not a don't give up. It is a never give up. Because so many times we begin to give up in our mind. How many times have we quit in our minds? We didn't speak it out loud, but in our mind we gave up. And there was a time, even in my ministry when I first received my call, that I gave up. In my mind, I gave up my collar in my mind. Because of trials and tribulations that I was going through, I gave up in my mind. And it was, and I'm thankful that God will put people in your life to know when you're going through some things. And none of this is on my paper, so obviously God is taking me in a different direction. God will put people in your life to know when you're going through some things, to give you a call, to give you a call of encouragement, and say, never give up, whatever it is. And they don't even know what it is that you're going through or whatever it is that you're dealing with. But they just say, you know what? God just dropped you in my spirit. And I just want to be an encourager to you today. And so, and that's where I am. I want to be an encouragement to those who are going through some things, who are going through some situations, to remember, never give up. My scripture, I have two different scriptures, and God gave me so many different scriptures. But the first scripture, if we would stand and honor God this morning. The first scripture is Philippians 1, chapter 1, verse 6. When you say it, when you have it, say amen. And I am convinced, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible, and this is Paul that is speaking. And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you. Full completion. Now, if we can go to Philippians 3. Verses 13 and 14. Not in your own strength, for it is God who is the while effectively at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and desire, both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight. Do all things without grumbling and fault finding and complaining against God and questioning and doubting among yourselves. Thank you for the word of God. You may be seated. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor and we give you praise because it all belongs to you. Heavenly Father, in the midst of this weather that we're going through, we thank you for life, health, and strength in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, and as you have put me before your people, I ask that you decrease me in order for your word to increase within me, O God in heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me not say anything that you did not give me to say. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And the thing I like about Philippians is the book of Philippians is about encouraging. It's about encouraging and giving God the praise and the glory, no matter what it is that you're going through, no matter what it is that you're dealing with. And it's also teaching you how to be a victorious, have a victorious life as a Christian. In this moment, Paul is speaking. And at this time, during this time that Paul was speaking, Paul was in his jail cell. And in the midst of everything that Paul had dealt with and Paul had been going through, he was telling us, even in the midst of what we're going through, rejoice. Rejoice. Give God the glory. Give him all the honor and all the praise. Because so many times when we deal with things, when we go through things, and we're like, well, why did I have to go through this? Well, why is this me that's going through this? And even my own self, I had to learn, why not me? Because as we continue to go through things and we're going through things and God is teaching us, God is growing us, God is maturing us. And so many times it's so easy for us to look at other people and wish that we were in the shoes that they are in now. But we don't know what they did and what they went through to get to where they are right now. So God give us our own test and he give us our own trial. But in the midst of it, and so many times, and again, it's like, you know, Paul reminds us, he who has started a good work in you, a good work. So regardless of what it is that we're going through or where we are in our lifestyle, and, you know, some of us may not be as close to God as others are, but again, those who are closer to God, we were in that same boat. We were in those same shoes at one point in time. Wanted to step back, wanted to give up and quit. This is too hard. This is too easy. Wanted to go back to the world's way of doing things. But the word of God says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So we had to get our mind in a place to think the way God says think, to look at ourselves the way God looks at us. Because how many times have we looked at somebody and compared ourselves to others? God said, look at the way I see you. Right. Not where you are now. Because he already said he knew our end before we even started our beginning. Yeah. So if we can look and see where God has us at and go into the word of God and make the word of God work, put the word of God to work. Because God said, this is how I see you. You are beautiful, fearfully, and wonderfully made. So, you know, sometimes we compare ourselves, we compare our height, we compare our weight, we compare our looks, our skin tone, and all of these other things. And when we say, well, I wish I looked like that. Well, why couldn't I have long hair? Well, why couldn't I, you know, be thin? Well, why couldn't I be this? And I began to find myself, especially being gone for 30-some years and back in, at St. Clair Square, and, you know, and beginning to run into people that I grew up with. And I'm so quick to say, yeah, and you know, I have put on a lot of weight since high school. I know. But it's like, okay, you know. But I'm still here. And God already knew that. And then at the same time, I can do something about that. If I really put myself to that mindset to really do something about that. But I can't. But so many times we make excuses for where we are. We make excuses. And you know, and one of the things that God was showing me as I was studying, and it's so easy, you know, the song, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. But when he gets through with me, I shall come out as pure gold. And one of the other things that we always say, well, you know, I'm not where I used to be. But thank God, I'm not where I need to be. But thank God, I'm not where I used to be. But then what is the mindset that we have? You know, that is so easy to say. But the thing that God showed me in that was, that is the thing that people will say as an excuse not to be where they know that where they should be in me. So that gives me the excuse to slip up and use profanity and go to a club and put a sip in my mouth and all of these other things. Because I'm not doing it the way I used to do, you know, as we say back in the day. I'm not doing it the way I used to do it back in the day. But you know what? Just be patient with me because God's still working on me. But the word of God says that he that has started a good work in you, shall finish it to the end. In the end. So in the midst of what it is that God is working on you and with, begin to endure what you need to endure in God. We're going to have trials. We're going to have tribulations. We're going to have tests. Those are to make us strong. God said, if you would just put your trust in me. And I love our theme this year, putting your whole self in. Because when we put our whole self in, that means that the excuses are gone. There's no more excuses, because it's like, God, I'm giving this all to you. I'm giving everything to you. But see, we want to put some things in, but we don't want to put it all in. And God said, put your whole self in. Because then I'm going to begin to do some things in you. But so many times, we're trying to change ourselves. We're trying to, and I know I've said this before, you know, I used to have a mouth. It used to be a time where, you know, I tried to cuss, you know, tried to be, you know, hip with the group in high school. And then every time I tried to use profanity, it came out, I really sounded really stupid. But then the more I did it, every other word out of my mouth became a cuss word. And then, you know, that thing, I began to perfect it. You know, even in the world, you can perfect things. I began to perfect it. And I remember, and that was the first thing that God started dealing with me with, was my mouth. But even in the midst of that, I wouldn't give it to him. So I said on my own, you know what? I'm not even going to cuss no more. I'm done. I'm done cussing. I cussed more that day than I did the day before. And it's like, oh, my God. And then it was finally watching Kenneth Copeland and Creflo Dollar. And the first thing that they started teaching on was what you speak out of your mouth. And so then I had to finally surrender. I surrendered. And that's the key. In order for God to do the start, you know, what he started in us, to finish it and perfect it to the end. So this is an everyday process that we go through. I didn't start cussing overnight, so I knew it wasn't going to change overnight. When I finally got that in my mind and gave that to God, it was like, I can't do this by myself. But so many times we want to change things. We want to do it on our own. And how many times I'm guilty. That pride thing steps in. I can do it. Nope, I'm good. I used to take people places, and then they try to give me gas money. That pride thing step in, and I'm like, no, I'm good. No, in my car, send don't eat. And it's like, I'm good. And I remember my spiritual mom telling me, stop being so prideful. She got to a place where she started hiding money in my car without even telling me it was there. And then I just turn around and look, and I'm like, okay, thank you. And God said, until you deal with this pride thing, I'm going to keep putting you in these situations. But God said, he who has started a good thing, a good work in you, he shall finish it. So stop looking at what you're going through. Stop looking at your circumstances, what you're dealing with. Give it to God. And the thing is, never give up. Never quit. Never throw in the towel. Never compare yourself to others. Never compare yourself to where someone is in their ministry. I know I used to compare myself to, you know, why can't I preach like that person? And why can't I pray like that person? God has given us our own calling, our own style, our own what he wants us to minister. I'm not one of those ministers that hoop and holler and, you know, got to have people standing on their feet and all of that stuff. I was listening to this guy that's out of Michigan when I close and I go in at 12 o'clock and he's on 690 at 11 o'clock. He preaches a good message, but then he's doing all that hooping and hollering, and then all you hear in the microphone because he's so close to it is, and it's really thick, and I'm like, I can't deal with that. Why are we so busy trying to show out, thinking that the hooping and the hollering and all of those things is going to, you know, get people saved? When it's the word of God that you should be instilling in the person without all the hooping and the hollering. When it's that word of encouragement. Because and then when you did all that hooping and hollering and all they hear is that noise in the background, because I had to turn the radio down. I was like, I can't even listen to this because it was just too much in there. And then that person walked out of here the same way that they walked in. So I want to bring a word of encouragement to those who are going through things. And God done changed my whole thing, because I ain't saying anything that's on this paper today. He done changed the whole thing. I want to bring a word of encouragement to those who are going through some situations right now. No matter where you are in your life, even if you're just starting your walk with God, don't give up. Continue to surround yourself with those who have gone through what you've been through. May not have gone through the same situation that you've gone through and what you're dealing with, but they've been through some things to be able to tell you how to hang in there, how to give it to God. Because that's the key right there. We have to give this situation to God. We can't change somebody. I know when I was going through my divorce with my daughter's dad, and we were separated. We were in base housing, and he was in the dorms. And we were still living in base housing, and I'm thinking, if I can just say this one thing to him, if I can just tell, I'm running to the dorm room. I'm running to the dorm room and saying this and thinking that's going to make the difference. But then God began to deal with me on my way to work one day and started showing me, taking me back to things. And then I started getting the anger started coming in, and God said, and you want him back, why? And after that, I just stopped praying for my marriage. Because the thing that God showed me, and I don't even know why I went in that direction, because God has put that in me. Sometimes we seek out, God would give us who we want. Although we were teenagers, and I remember Joyce Meyer saying, you can be married to the wrong person for 20 years. And it was that time, I think we had been married about 20 years. And I said, I'm done. And I began to give my life to God. And I began to get into his word and study his word. And even being saved for as long as I... Saved for real this time, though. Being saved for real this time, because I grew up in church. So just because I grew up in church doesn't mean I was saved then. But when I finally gave my life to God for real this time, and started getting into his word, and even getting into his word, God will still show me something in his word that will apply to whatever that situation is that you're dealing with, whatever it is that you're going through. So sometimes God will show us that we need to walk away from things, but then we still want to hang on to what God is saying, let go of. Because what we do is we delay what God has for us. And that's why I like when the word of God says delayed but not denied. Because I have to do a new thing in you. I'm doing a new thing in you. I'm doing a good work in you. So when God says turn and walk away from this in order for me to give you what I have for you, God knows the thoughts and the plans that he has for our life. And this is why he said, behold, I'm doing a good thing in you. So when we get into the Word of God and we study God's Word and understand what God's Word says about us, and that's the thing I like about Philippians and with Paul talking. And, you know, and those that Paul went through some things. But the thing that I like, even in the midst of him being in a jail cell, he's bringing encouragement to us and showing us how to live life every single day as a Christian, how to be victorious in this life, in this Christ walk that we are doing right now. Because I always tell people when the, you know, everybody's talking about the weather change, and we went from 80-some degrees to 30-some degrees, and, you know, and they were like, you know, they were trying to say, well, you know, that global warming. And I was like, no, you know, God spoke this in his word. God said that we were going to get to a point that the seasons were going to start running into each other, and we weren't even going to know the seasons. And, you know, and even when you see things going on, and I'm like, people need to realize God is speaking. God is speaking, but are we listening to what God is saying? Allow God to do that good work that he started in you. Because one thing about God, and how many times have we started things? Notice I didn't finish it. So now I'm a dot, 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 and didn't finish it. That's the thing that we don't. And then how many times have we started so many multiple things and didn't finish it? We don't have to worry about that with God. Because God said, when I started, I'm going to finish it. But if we would allow God to do what he wants to do and take our hands off of things, and then God can do what he can finish. But the thing is, and if you notice, it said until the end, and the end is not until Christ comes back. So this is an everyday process that we have to go through. So putting a time limit on something, because this is an everyday process. So if I live for the next 40 years, it's still every day for the next 40 years, it's going to be a process. Because it's God knows what needs to be changed in me. But allowing God to do that. And that's why I like when it says that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but the one that's going to endure it until the end. So me enduring it is even in the midst of going through the pain, the crying, the tears, and everything else, the wanting to give up and quit, and, you know, going through whatever it is, I'm enduring this. I need to keep running this race until this race is finished. And this race is not finished until Jesus comes back. So I need to keep pushing. I need to keep pressing. I need to keep holding on, you know, as the old folks said back in the day. Well, how are you doing today? I'm just holding on. Holding on, and I won't let go of my faith, which means I'm going to hold on, and I'm not letting go of God. My faith is in God. My faith is not in the world, because if we see things the way the world see things, as a Christian, we would be in some serious trouble, which is why our world is in the trouble that it's in right now. Because the world's way of saying doing things is, let me play the lottery. Let me sell drugs to get fast money. Let me do all of these things instead of seeking God. But he who has started a good thing in you shall finish it until the end.